Welcome back to a triumphant Tuesday here on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Chiniga Mios, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We head out to the BetQL guest hotline, coming to you straight from Arizona right now. Jonathan Allen, Commander's defensive tackle, joins us. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit MStreetBank.com. For more information. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. First and foremost, we need to give you major props for calling us at 6 a.m. Arizona time after a big win last night, traveling out to the western part of the country. We do appreciate that, man. Not a lot of guys would have done what you're doing right now, so it is appreciated.
No, of course. No problem.
What time did you land in Arizona?
I think we landed in Arizona around, I want to say, 2:30, 3, somewhere around that.
2:30 or 3 Arizona time, yeah.
How gratifying was that feeling? I know you're frustrated, and we'll talk about the defense, because I'm sure you guys want to put better tape out there, et cetera. But just overall, the win is ultimately what's more important. How gratifying was that win for you?
Anytime you can get a win, it's always a good thing. Now, obviously, I mean, defense just has to be flat out better. I mean, there's really no way of putting that. But we got the win, and that's all that matters. But we got to be better, and we're going to.
I saw that you called Jaden the answer. Can you fill us in on why?
I mean, yeah. You know, you got to know that I'm a big supporter of my quarterback. And when you look at the way he played, I mean, that's big-time football, making big-time throws and big-time plays. I think he just, with his play, showed why he was the number two overall draft pick.
Hey, Jonathan, how great was it that his first NFL touchdown pass was a big man touchdown to Trent Scott? I mean, can you imagine the pressure on Trent Scott to not drop that ball on Monday Night Football?
Hey, had they practiced that last week? Did they practice that a lot?
It was funny because I didn't see that in practice. Now, when the offense is up, defense, we're going over our corrections from our period, so I might have been not paying attention to that, but I didn't see that, so that was a surprise to everybody on the sideline. So couldn't think of a better guy for it to get that pass, and I'm just excited.
John, I hate to harp on it, but I know that Eric wants to ask some questions too about the defense. But when you so can you kind of point out specifically what you guys aren't doing well enough defensively?
If I had to say, I mean, and I don't think there's just a one answer to that. Fix everything, but in short, I just think that we're not executing at a high enough level. I mean, the offenses that we're going against are executing better than we're executing defense, and that's just a short answer. I mean, I can come up here and give you 1,000 excuses why,
right?
But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean anything and doesn't change anything. We should have to execute better at the end of the day. And I mean, I can tell you that everybody on this defense is dedicated to getting this fixed, and we're going to get it fixed.
How many times did you get doubled yesterday, if at all?
That's a great question. I have no idea, you know.
Okay.
The thing that's tough about football is you can't let things that you can't control affect you in a negative way. So regardless of how many times I'm getting doubled, regardless of whatever's going on, I got to focus on what I have to do the next play and try to make that my best play. So I try not to even get caught up in all that, because that's just not going to do anything except take me out of a space that's going to be conducive to helping this team win.
What was challenging about facing that offense? Obviously, Tampa put up 37 on you guys. The Bengals didn't punt in this game. What made that offense click against you guys?
I mean, you got weapons like T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Obviously, we all know what Joe Burrow can do. And when you put together that they executed better than we did, that's just not a good recipe to win football games. So, like I said, after the game, thank goodness our offense came to play, and they played one of the best games I've seen. So, they were the saving grace for the day, for sure. But, you know, as defense, we got to be better.
Talk to us literally like we're stupid, and we are. Like, I have an IQ of 0, I think, as far as sort of understanding defense. And Jason kind of touched on, can you just please give us a specific example? What kind of things can the coaches do or you guys do to shore up some of these issues? Like running right up the middle on you guys, you know, or whatever it is. Like, can you just explain, like, what do? Do you add extra guys? Do you blitz more? Like, I'm stupid. I don't know how you fix these things.
The thing that's been going on with our defense, right, and Coach Witt said, it's like popcorn. It's like one 10 guys will be doing the right thing. One guy makes one mistake here, and then he won't make a mistake for another game or for another two quarters. But then one guy makes a mistake, and it's just like you got to get 11 guys to be on the same page and execute at the same time. You can't have 10 guys executing and one guy having a mental lapse here or one guy having a mental lapse there. Everyone's doing it right. A D tackle jumps out of his gap. It doesn't matter what everybody else did. That's the weak link, teams are finding it. So it's just getting all guys to be on the same page and execute at the same time and communicate and play fast and play physical. And I'm not going to sit here and say we're close. I think we are, but obviously fans don't want to hear it. And I'm not going to make an excuse. We got to execute better.
So you think you have the talent for sure to play way better than this?
Oh, I know we do. We just have to go out there and do it. One thing we know about this league, that talent doesn't matter if everyone's not on the same page and everybody's not executing. So, that's the challenge for us moving forward.
Talking to Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. What's Jaden like to be around? Because just watching him on TV, it looks like he has an infectious personality.
Man, he's a quiet dude, just humble, just comes to work, good energy, hard worker. I mean, he is just a pleasure to be around. When you have a guy who's good at what he does and is confident but not cocky, it's a rare mixture that he's got. So I think we can all say we're blessed to have him as our quarterback.
One thing we saw yesterday was Luke McCaffrey made a big play, and we're starting to see that. I know Pro Football Focus, they had him as one of the guys getting the most separation in the NFL through the first 2 weeks. What did you see from him in training camp and through practice?
A ball player. I see a guy who can just make plays. He might not be the biggest, might not be the strongest, might not be the fastest, but you can play football and he can play football. And it's just fun to watch. I mean, you just love it. I mean, I hate to be the cliche. It's in his blood. He's just a football player. And he's showing what, we've already seen all training camp.
And what about Noah Brown? I keep saying this. It just blows my mind. I understand Houston has great starting receivers, but it just blows my mind that they had, basically six guys they thought were better or, whatever, than him. I just can't believe that they found him to be expendable. How big of an addition do you think he's been?
I think he's been a great addition. He brings that veteran leadership to the group, and not even talking about his play on the field. You see for yourself. He just makes play after play. So we're so lucky to have him. And, he's just a great guy to have.
Jonathan, how bummed was the squad that Austin Eckler had to leave the game early, couldn't make the flight to Arizona with the rest of you guys? He's been so impactful, not only on offense, but on special teams as well. That's definitely a blow going forward. Hopefully he's back soon.
Oh, man, Austin Eckler is a guy that we all get excited every time he touches the ball. I think you saw after last week what he can do on special teams, and for him to do it again, he just brings that jolt, and he's kind of almost the heartbeat of this offense in certain situations. So obviously praying for him. I don't know what he injured, to be honest with you. I didn't find out until after the game, but one thing I know about him, he's a tough dude, and I know he'll be back.
I believe he was concussed.
Yep.
So he's probably in concussion protocol. Yeah. John, I'm curious. So you're in Arizona. Today's a day off, right? You'll obviously need some sleep to recover. What do the guys do on the off day?
We were arguing, are the guys allowed to play golf in season? On the road? I can't imagine guys are traveling with golf clubs.
Yeah, but this is different. It's like an extended road trip, right? Because they're getting ready to play on the West Coast.
After a win, too, you might let them play golf.
I can't imagine.
I don't know anyone that plays golf. Golf it is a sneaky physical sport. If you play 18 rounds of golf,
back could hurt.
It's to the point now where you got to stretch, you got to warm up. There's been many days where I play 18 rounds of golf and I wake up the next day and my back and my shoulder and my hips are just throbbing. So
we have that in common.
Hey, well, Tress could do it. Tress doesn't punt anymore. Guys don't punt.
He can literally play 18 rounds of golf.
How happy is he?
Oh, man. I tell Trent after every game, I'm like, man, I'm sorry you didn't. Dang, glad we didn't need you today.
First Jaden comes in and takes his number, and now he's not punting anymore? What has he got left? He's got nothing.
He's a holder, right?
I can tell you one thing. Trent has no problem not going out on that field.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did get in for six plays. He did, for holding.
Right, exactly.
So what will you do today after you go back to sleep, after you hang up the phone?
definitely go catch a workout. That's a great question. I have absolutely no idea. This is my first time traveling for a whole week, so
I gotta try to figure out
a way to get a massage out here. Try to get some stretching going on, get some treatment, and you know, try to get a quick turnaround. I know people don't think about it, but having that extra day, losing that extra day of recovery and preparation is kind of big. So you got to really fight for your recovery and get ready to play on Sunday.
You guys must be set up in a baller spot, like Scottsdale or something. Oh, yeah. It's got to be amazing. I'm jealous.
I'm not gonna lie to you. It was so late when we came, and I have no idea. I literally just walked up, went straight to my room, and passed out. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you where I'm at right now.
Right. You don't even know what hotel you're in.
No idea.
Hey, John. Well, I know it's not the Days Inn.
John, back to Jaden. He seems so special with the ability to get first downs. They threw a stat on Monday Night Football last night that he has now the most first down runs by quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm wondering if you had a Jaden Daniels moment in training camp. Now, you can't tackle him. You can't hit him. But where he just showed you that elusiveness, because he just has that ability where he needs 3 or 4 yards where he can just juke a guy and get by him. Did that happen to you at all?
Well, of course. I mean, I kind of seen early on when he kind of broke out the pocket and the defensive line is chasing him, and we're like full speed, ball to the wall, chasing him. And he's just kind of jogging, going through his read, not really paying us no attention. I'm like, dude, like this dude's athleticism is unreal. And I tell the guys all the time, man, I would hate to go against our offense. Like, I would hate to go against, it's so tough going against quarterbacks that elite and that just elusive and athletic, and it just completely changes the game. You can do everything right as a defense, but just because he's so athletic, doesn't matter.
Now you're going to face one of those type of quarterbacks, a smaller guy in Kyler Murray.
Every bit is elusive, though.
Yep. Right?
Yep.
Top draft choice of Marvin Harrison Jr. Obviously, you're going to face an offense that can be explosive. I don't know if you've played Arizona recently. What do you think it's going to be like to face Kyler Murray?
It's going to be a dogfight. I mean, the last time I played him, I think, was 2020. I want to say 2020. I think that was the last time I played. I mean, we all know what Kyler Murray can do. I mean, it's going to be a heck of a time chasing him around the field, the weapons they got. But, you know, I'm focused on what we got to do to execute better. And, you know, we're going to go out there and lay it all out on the line. And, you know, that's all we can ask for.
Is it hard to see him when you're rushing the passer, when you got an offensive lineman in front of you? Is it hard to see Kyler Murray?
It's not hard to see him, but the thing that's so tough is you break. Say, like, I beat my guard quick, and it's you and him one-on-one, and he sees you. Like, do you run at him full speed? Because you know he's going to make you miss. But do you run at him, like, hesitant? Because he's still probably going to make you miss. So, I mean, the thing when you got a quarterback like that, you just got to take a shot. You got to have 4, 5, 6 men to the ball every time. You got to take a shot. You got to play fast. You got to ravage. I mean, it's tough. There's no other way to put it. It's tough.
Can you get good intel? I would think you could from Cliff, being that he coached him. Like, can Cliff come into you guys and say, all right, this is what he really hates? You know, or he's very uncomfortable when he sees this. Is that a thing?
Maybe from like a DB perspective, you know what I mean, in the pass coverage. But as far as the defensive line, I mean, we're going to have a heck of a time just getting to him because of his athleticism. So that's not really something that I feel like would apply to us. Mm-hmm. But I mean, definitely for the linebackers, for the DB, like, hey, in coverage, giving him this look and then going to this look makes him uncomfortable. I have no idea. I'm just giving an example.
Right, right.
So for the D-line, it's like, bring your track to because you're going to be running this game. So,
right.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
All right,
well,
man.
Jonathan, again, we appreciate you waking up early. Go get that massage, get the rest, and we'll talk to you again next week, hopefully after a win over Arizona.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
We appreciate you. Thanks, John. That's Jonathan Allen, Commanders defensive tackle, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Thomas Rhett at Jiffy Lube Live. We also have a pair of tickets to see Metallica as they come to town. They play Northwest Stadium in 2025. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets when we come back.